Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this month's support call. It's great to have you all on the line. So for those of you who are new to this format, basically, it's an open call. I will be happy to answer questions. I'm happy to hear sharing and be happy to give assistance. And sometimes I'll work with you directly if that's appropriate, and sometimes I'll work with the whole group. I'm also happy for just simply suggestions for group releases. We'll go for about an hour, and the way you raise your hand is by pressing the 1 button. So please press the 1 button now, and I'll start calling on people. Great. Okay. Mike Meyer.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, good.
Good. I didn't expect to get calls.
Well, I don't usually censor who I pick. I just simply pick where I'm drawn to. So you must have been the first person to be speaking that I should be speaking to.
Great. I lucked out. I've been worried about money lately. I have some debt. And it's not the kind of thing that troubles me day in and day out. I can release on it, but when my bills come up and when I try to release on it, there's also a part of me that's resisting because there's a part of me that thinks it's very important to pay attention to it when I'm spending and things like that. So the fact that it's there and it exists, it's hard to let go of because it's a tangible thing.
Okay, well, let me then say a couple of things, and then I'll do a release with everyone, because everyone on the phone would be happy to release on money, I'm certain.
Okay.
So let me say a few things first. First off, I'm glad you have conviction that it's really there, but it isn't. Let me explain what I mean by that. I'm not telling you to live with magical thinking. I'm not telling you to live in pretend world, but you already are. You're pretending that you don't have to think about what you spend until you see the bills, and you're pretending that you have a problem with money even though you don't know what's going to happen the next moment that could instantly fill your coffers. And the reason that's happening is because you're believing in a whole belief system around money that is based around scarcity. So when you change the belief system, the external may not change immediately. You certainly don't know until you check your bank account, or bank accounts. But when you change your attitude first, when you change your perspective first, then you have the ability to make lasting change. So remember that when you work on any problem, including money, to be open to the possibility that it may change in consciousness first, and to not be attached to whatever perspective you have now, especially if it's a perspective that's holding you back. So I'm going to do a release with everybody. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
So in this moment, everyone just simply relax and focus inside, and I'll take us all through a release. So in this moment, allow yourself to focus on your feelings or beliefs about how much money you have or do not have, how much debt you have or do not have, how much abundance you appear to have in this moment. Remember, what you had a few minutes ago may or may not still be accurate. Well, that's hard to imagine because it seems tangible. And yes, we need to deal with the world as though it is. But the world is not immutable, which means changeless. The only thing that's changeless is the truth of who we are. Everything else about the world is changeless, is changeful. And so when we change our consciousness, we're opening a possibility for a positive change. So in this moment, could you just simply welcome whatever your overall attitude or feeling or belief is about money? And then could you welcome any wanting to fix it, change it, control it, or do anything with or about it? Do you welcome any wanting approval, control, security, separation, or oneness? And then could you welcome, too, any sense that anything about your money situation, positive or negative, is personal, is about you or who you are? Often personify money itself, but we also take our money situation very personally. And nothing that we experience is personal. So in this moment, could you just welcome any sense that any of this is personal as best you can? Not saying deny it, it feels personal. If it does, just welcome how personal it feels. And then in this moment, as best you can, could you simply let go of anything limiting you're holding about money in this moment? And then could you welcome natural state of abundance, which is inherent in each and every one of us? You are the all. How could the all lack for anything? Let's do that again. In this moment, could you just welcome your overall state of mind, your state of emotion, which is the same thing, about money? And could you just simply welcome it? Could you let it be here? Could you welcome, too, any wanting approval, control, security, separation, or oneness associated with that? Any wanting whatsoever? And then could you welcome, too, any sense that's personal about you or who you are? And then as best you can, just for now, could you let go your current consciousness about money and be open to the universal abundance that is available to each and every one of us at our core? All positive change in the world, and actually all negative change, comes from the inside out. So could you just allow the abundance that's already within you come forth, come into your direct experience? And let's just do that one more time. In this moment, could you allow yourself to welcome whatever your overall feeling is about debt or abundance, money, or working, or your business, anything having to do with making, spending, saving, or doing anything else with money? Could you just let it all be here? And then could you welcome, too, any sense that any of this is personal, about you or who you are? And welcome as well any wanting to fix it, change it, control it, or do something with and about it. And then as best you can, just for now, could you just simply let go? Could you just allow it all to unravel? And then could you be open to the abundance that you already are. Purposely not saying have, because we're changing ourselves from the inside out. You already have it too, but if you can start by letting yourself shift how you're perceiving, what you're being, that's much more powerful. But one more time, could you allow yourself to just simply be open to the abundance that you already are? Mike, did that help loosen it up?
Yes.
Great. Thanks for that topic. It was a good one for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ginger.
Hi, Hal. I once heard you say that when you die, you don't really lose the essence of who you are, but your consciousness will die. So I wanted to understand your definition of consciousness versus awareness.
Oh, sure. Well, let me start from the top. In my experience, there is a part of us that's deathless, changeless, dimensionless, timeless, spaceless. That is never born and never dies. And that's what shines through more and more as you let go and discover the truth of who you are. All of us, though, also have an energetic or subtle body that carries our memories, that carries our tendencies and desires, and that recreates lifetimes, one after the other, based on what's still unresolved. And so it can last a long time, but is not birthless and deathless. It goes through the transition of the being born and dying. And that's what gets cleared out every time we let go. The more you clear that out, the less it's filtering the truth of who you are until it's no longer there to filter. Then you die to death itself. You are never born or reborn, and you never die. So the method is basically a way of clearing out all the obstructions on every level in your subtle body. And so that's also why you feel often energy moving when you let go, because the subtle body is either opening or rearranging itself. And awareness is the same thing as that which never changes, that pure essence of who you are. But it is beyond experience. It is beyond anything the mind can actually know. And yet it is ever existent. And without that, there'd be no consciousness, or our everyday waking consciousness is what I mean by that. Waking consciousness changes continuously. And that particular consciousness that you now bears your name ends at death. But all the memories and the experiences that are unresolved and all the tendencies and desires go with you to the next time you incarnate, as do all the spiritual inner gains you've made. That all comes with you, but not the person itself. You'll have a different name next time, a different body, a different life experience, different parents, different friends. Some of it's recycled, but a lot of it at least will have a new face. Does that make sense?
Oh, I understand that. It's just that some people use consciousness and awareness interchangeably, and I just wanted to understand what you meant by them.
And you know what? I'm not careful about that either, because...
Oh, okay.
But I also wanted to address your question. So awareness, the way I usually use it, is referring to actually your absolute innermost core, and that which everything in the external world is also appearing in and on. Both your body and your mind are an appearance in or on that pure awareness or essence or beingness or isness that you are, that is birthless and deathless and timeless. Anything that changes is in the realm of consciousness, including everything you experience physically. So the world of matter and the world of consciousness are actually intertwined. Yet you are beyond.
I understand it. Yeah, I understand that perfectly. Thank you.
So, you're quite welcome. Thank you. Catherine Cliff.
Hi, Hale. Can you hear me?
Hi. I hear you fine.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to share a gain from the retreat. Of course, the retreat was amazing. When I got back to work on Monday, I'm a person who just loves to be in control. And when I got back to work on Monday, a lot of our computer systems were down, particularly the ones that was able to take the credit cards, which meant we really couldn't do business. And I was listening to all my coworkers just stressing out and freaking out and being very emotional. And I'm sitting there just like very calm and like, gee, this is no big deal. And that's amazing for me because normally I am just like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do, that kind of thing. It didn't bother me, and that was just
great.
Incredible, just sit there and being so, you know, not wanting control, just saying, oh, well, can't do it, that's fine.
Yeah, because it's going to resolve itself one way or the other, and to be upset about it, especially if you are required to take action, just gets in the way.
It did, and it was like, you know, like I said, I was just like, this is not me, this is just amazing. I'm sitting here just so quiet and collected.
That's
so
great.
I know that was a direct response from the retreat because my mind got very quiet during that retreat. Mm.
That's great. Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah, the gains that we get from the retreats are pretty amazing and they just keep unfolding. So I'll be happy to hear on one of the follow-up calls how you continue to things continue to improve and change for you.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. We do we appreciate what all you do.
Mm. Oh, thank you. Neil Sinha.
Hi, Hale.
Hi.
I have been having a problem these days. I don't know. I'm not able to release. So I just try to release
just stop right there. First of all, when you say I'm having a problem these days, or anything similar, like usually, never, always, I know you're telling me something that's coming from a sense of limitation, not the truth, coming from memory. But I think I've talked about that enough on this phone call or enough recently. So let's just directly address it. Let's see if you really are having trouble releasing or that's just a memory. In this moment, could you just simply let yourself feel what you're feeling?
Yeah.
And good. And then as best you can, just for now, could you let it unravel, even just a little? Could you just let it drop? Could you let it open?
Yeah.
Okay. And how does it feel now?
So clean up.
Yes.
But
so you don't have a problem releasing. What you're having is what sometimes happens is we go through periods with releasing where a lot is coming up and it can feel a little overwhelming. Is that what's happening? Is that, in other words, you're not being able to stay
I feel that I'm not able to release as I used to earlier. I used to feel more exhilarated and relaxed when I used to release earlier. And now it's like...
But how are you living your life?
I think there's a lot of...
Has anything changed in the way you're living your life?
Not much. I think I'm still getting more tighter these days. I've been doing releasing for the last 10 years, and I attended your retreat 2 years ago, and it was really great. And things kind of seemed to be okay for a couple of months, and then I started going down, and I feel like I'm not able to release as well as I used to earlier.
Okay, so you are in a story. So I do need to say more about that. Something may have happened that triggered something that you didn't feel comfortable letting go of or didn't feel able to let go of, and it's a stuck key in the computer. So let me do a release with everyone on that, because most people have stuck keys. Now, they may not be as obvious as yours, because you've been noticing a little bit of a falling off in how much you can release. I'm glad you're at least doing the best you can. That's really helpful. But the other thing is that when you do a retreat, if you try to hold on to the gains you've gotten from the retreat, if you're trying to get back to the good feeling of the retreat, that actually makes it harder. And that may also be what you're doing. In other words, the retreat was such a breakthrough for you, and it felt great for a few months, that when it appeared that was slipping away, you kind of started clutching a little. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. So I'll address both things in the release for everybody, and I'll check back in with you. So in this moment, allow yourself to feel if there are any stuck keys in the computer. In other words, any place where you're holding on at your core. Now, there are two things that we usually hold on to. The positive things that have happened in the past and the negative things that have happened in the past. We hold on to the positive because we don't want it to slip away. We're wanting it to wanting to create it again. And without realizing it, we hold on to the negative because we're still wanting to change it. And you have to hold on to it because you're wanting to change it. So either one creates a stuck key internally. And by the way, you do not need to know what is stuck. All you need to know or where it came from. All you need to know, be aware of, is that there is a sense that you're not as open as you could be in this moment. And there may be something stuck in there. So whatever it may be, could you just simply welcome it? Again, whether or not it comes up in consciousness, the specifics. And then as best you can, just for now, could you welcome any wanting to figure it out, understand it, do something with or about it, any wanting whatsoever? And could you also welcome any sense that any of this is personal about you or who you are? And then as best you can, just for now, could you let go of wanting to experience the holdback? Or if you're more aware of what it is you're holding on to or were holding on to, because so a lot of it is already releasing, could you let go of wanting to experience it again? Or could you let go of not wanting to experience it, which is the same thing? Just use different words if we label it as positive or negative. And just allow your inner landscape to just simply clear, be open. Notice what's beyond any holding on or holding back. Just be that. Be the openness or the space or the isness on or in which even stuckness appears. And then could you welcome any inner or remaining inner sense of a stuck key, of any kind of stuckness? recent or old, it doesn't matter. Anything from the past, positive or negative, that we're still holding on to, we're wanting to re-experience or not experience, creates a sense of stuckness inside of us. So both the wonderful experiences that we're holding on to and the negative experiences that we're trying to forget or suppress or not have to deal with creates a sense of stuckness. So whichever you're aware of in this moment, or if you're just simply aware of general stuckness or general holding on or just not feeling as open as you'd like to, could you just simply welcome that? And then could you welcome, too, any sense that anything about that needs to be fixed or changed or controlled? Any desire to do something with or about it, including push it away or hold it close? And also any wanting to figure out how it happened or why it happened or what to do about it? And then could you welcome as well any sense that any of that is personal, is about you or who you are? And then as best you can, just for now, could you let go of wanting to make that real? Anything that appears to be persisting in our experiences is something that we're wanting to make real. So in this moment, as best you can, could you let go of wanting to make that real? Just allow yourself to rest as that which is changelessly and truly real, as the essence of who you are. And then in this moment, could you allow yourself to feel as contracted as you do? So could you just welcome your overall level of contraction? And you may not have that much, but whatever's there. And then could you allow yourself to at least be open to your boundlessness, that which is beyond contraction and expansion? And then in this moment, could you allow yourself to feel as contracted as you do? And then could you allow yourself to be open to your boundlessness, that which is beyond both contraction and expansion, that which just simply is? And then in this moment, could you welcome any remaining sense of contraction or holding on or holding back? And then could you welcome, too, your boundlessness, your timelessness, your dimensionlessness? That which is beyond both contraction and expansion. That which just simply is. And let's just do that one more time. In this moment, could you allow yourself to welcome any remaining sense of contraction? And then could you welcome your boundlessness, your timelessness, your spacelessness, your dimensionlessness, that sense of being or isness that is changelessly present, beyond anything that happens in the body-mind? Did that help, Neil?
That was excellent, Hale. Thank you so much. You took me very deep. When you said that, welcome any more contraction, I had no contraction left. I just felt like I just felt that breathing was happening. I lost a sense of
Perfect.
Myself.
Yeah, see, and you release very easily. I think where you actually got stuck is trying to go back to how you felt right after the retreat. And when I started talking about that, it started undoing right then.
Yes.
And it's important to let go of every moment, no matter how positive, because it's done anyway. And if you're trying to hold on to the past, you can't be present with what is, but it's damming the flow, the river of life, and you don't want to do that. You just want to let it all flow. So great. I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you. Geoff?
Hello?
Hello. How do you pronounce your name?
Hi, Hale.
Hi.
I pushed the button on the first question, but I guess it still stays lit up on your panel, so it's great.
Oh!
All right.
Well, I put all the hands down, but you must have pushed right after that before I said raise your hand, and I missed it. But anyway, hello.
It was meant to be. I love it. Anyway, my original question was actually what the first question was, and that was on money and abundance and prosperity. And the release was really, really wonderful. And I was just wondering if there may be another angle that you can share with everybody to work with the idea of wealth and abundance and eliminate the lack?
Oh, sure. A couple of things. First, let me just say that it's important when you're trying to create abundance to stay in action and not just get into wishful thinking or magical thinking and pretend that if you just simply let go, everything will change. It's not that it can't change or won't change. It is possible to get what you want only from releasing, except most of us are not high enough in our energetic field to allow that to happen. And a great way to change that is to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Positive action or negative action there's really no negative action, but there are constructive action that helps move things forward to the goal, but even things that turn out to not really seem to move you forward from the goal, just because you're taking action does several things. First off, it brings up the feelings to the contrary so you can let them go in a way that just sitting and releasing may not. Two is when you get into action, you're putting yourself out there in a way that you could run into opportunities and things that will help. Three is when we're feeling like we don't have enough money, it's because there's some inertia around money. There's still some remaining apathy, grief, fear, and the limiting parts of lust. And so by getting into action, we're accessing our more positive end of lust, anger, pride, and courageousness. And if we keep letting go, we can go even beyond. But sometimes the only way to access those other energies is to get into action first or mm-hmm. concurrently. So one is take action. Two is allow yourself to keep releasing like we just did on your inner abundance. And so let's do a holistic release on that to help further that.
Okay.
So in this moment, allow yourself to feel as much scarcity as you do. And again, I'm working with everyone, so just whatever that means to you, whatever scarcity means to you, means more debt than you'd like, not enough money, you're not making enough money, you're spending it too quickly. Everyone has a different story of why they feel scarcity. And by the way, the scarcity feeling comes before the story. So could you just simply welcome any sense of scarcity and whatever thoughts or feelings that brings to mind? And then could you just welcome that that sense of inner abundance that's always here, always now. Remember, what you are truly is the all, and the all lacks for nothing. Then in this moment, could you welcome any sense of scarcity on any level? And then could you welcome abundance? Could you welcome the all? And then could you welcome any sense of inner scarcity? And then could you welcome abundance? Could you welcome the all? And then could you welcome any sense of inner scarcity? And then could you welcome abundance? Could you welcome the all? Let's do that one more time. Could you welcome any sense of inner scarcity? And then could you welcome abundance? Could you welcome the all? Was that helpful?
Yeah, it brought to light that there's a lot of kind of subconscious focus on scarcity.
Yes.
Because it has had more weight. And it was more familiar than the idea of abundance.
Right, right.
Even though,
but remember,
you know,
abundance is more. Sorry, I interrupted. Finish your thought.
Well, no, I was done.
Okay. Well, abundance is not just a thought. The reason it doesn't have weight is it is weightless, spaceless, timeless. It's what brings life to life. And yes, our limitations have weight to them, so we think that it makes them real. If it has weight, if it has form, if it seems limited in any way, then it's unreal. It's simply a superimposition on or in that truth of who we are. So don't follow the weight. Follow the light. The more you follow the lightness of being and that inner light that illuminates everything that you experience, the more you can untangle yourself from whatever imaginary limitation you're stuck in.
Good. That's good.
Okay, great.
I had a small question when you said to take action in the beginning.
Yes.
Many people take, there's many ways to take action, and many people take actions that are counterproductive, or they're sideways, or they're kind of just,
yes,
you know, like a filler. Not substantial, yeah. So when you say
yes,
take action,
but there's no way to knowing them apart until you actually discern,
mm-hmm,
as best you can. Now, I would release on actions before you take them, and so,
mm-hmm,
some of the sideways movement or backwards movement will fall away. But again, it's better to take action that's going sideways, but at least it's moving your energy around enough so you can bring up all the thoughts and feelings to the contrary. We often have all these, this list of action steps that are really just going sideways or going backwards, but we might not know unless we actually get into action.
Right.
So again,
okay,
that's why I recommend, because a lot of us will wait until we're sure we have the perfect plan and perfect action before we do anything, and that can be paralyzing.
Mm-hmm.
But even taking small actions every day, which is highly recommended, it helps break the logjam. And sometimes it seems like going nowhere because all you're doing is shaking a log loose. And it's not until the log breaks free that you can see clearly enough, oh, I see a whole new direction that I never would have seen before.
So the actions are directed toward the goal of abundance or prosperity or wealth.
Yes,
have a direction. Is that true? Or
yes, yes, absolutely. Not just busy work, or not just the action of chewing.
Right.
I'm talking about focused action towards,
right,
whatever your intent is. And
right,
even
okay,
those actions can sometimes be sideways or backwards or not as effective as you'd like, but the way to find that out is by taking the action and releasing an action, Release before, during, and after. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Release before, during, and after the action.
Okay, that's perfectly helpful, and I really appreciate that.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you, Hale.
Thank you. Lauren.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Well, that these previous callers are spot on for me with contraction and limitation and wanting to hold on. I'm experiencing, I guess, with all this releasing that I've been doing, I'm now reaching this other place of real challenge. And, you know, I've listened to other calls, and I'm supposed to, like, embrace them and say, yeah, come on, you know, this is tough. Like, let's go for it. And I'm actually anything but courageous.
I think you're just being a little hard on yourself, or a lot hard on yourself.
Mm.
Yes, sometimes life can throw you lots of curveballs. It's not always a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
Straight lines only exist in our minds, and even in our minds, they're pretty wavy. Mm-hmm. Yes, life has setbacks, life has disappointments, life has ups and downs. Remember, the nature of life is to change. So the fact that you're having challenges and there's some emotion coming up about it doesn't mean you failed. Ideally you should be gung-ho even about the contractions, but that's a stretch for most people. If you're just allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling and doing your best to let go, even if it's not always as effective as you'd like, that's courageous. But if you add on top of that a layer of, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way, or I shouldn't be experiencing that, or I should be further along, or I should be more enthusiastic about things not going my way. And you add that layer on top, it makes it harder.
That's spot on.
Yeah, so cut yourself infinite slack. I don't mean slack off. It's very different. I mean cut yourself slack. You don't need to love yourself no matter what you're doing or not doing. Love yourself whether or not you're letting go or holding on. Love yourself because you are the way you are, both on the external level of that which changes and has name and form, and at the level of that which is changeless. Love what is. And from that place, it's not, again, sometimes it's going to feel contracted. Expansion follows contraction, and contraction follows expansion. But what you are is beyond both.
That's great. I think that's right. I'm not giving myself permission to just feel crappy about something not being the way I want it.
Yes, yes. And when you give yourself permission to feel crappy, then you can also give yourself permission to feel snappy. We're good.
It's so amazing how there's just so much disapproval. In fact, that's what's been really intense for me. It's like I just got out of a relationship that was like 3 years of, you know, like, what? Why all this disapproval? And it's like this weird pressure cooker.
Yes, but we think we need, but that disapproval doesn't cook anything. It just adds glue.
Yeah, no kidding.
What cooks it is love. Love is the flame of being.
Oh, no.
And it melts everything. And I mean, and you have to start with self-love. Now, ultimately, everything is the self. Everything you see inside and outside is love, or is that which you are. But the more you can love what is, the more you can allow it to be as it is, it melts. And sometimes it gets all wet, like that.
Oh, that's... I get that intellectually.
You get that much more than intellectually. That's why the tears are coming. Your own lovingness is dissolving the logjam of self-loathing and disapproval. And sometimes there may be a little wet love in the process.
Right. Yeah, there's been a lot of unloving behavior.
And that's okay. That's the past. It doesn't matter what you've done up until this moment.
Right.
Moving forward.
Right.
Moving forward, just do your best to love or accept or like yourself as best you can. And even and start small. Start with things that may not seem that big or important and work up to the big thing.
Mm. That's great. That's spot on. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Frank?
Oh, hi. I'm surprised that I've been here a little over a year ago, and I was going to go in September. Made a long story short, I decided not to go because it was the first week of school, but with PT, it was important to be here for that first week of school.
Sure. Hey, it's a little hard, Frank, it's a little hard to hear you. You on a speakerphone?
I am not on a speakerphone. I'm on one of these little things that plugs into my phone with a headset. It's got a microphone.
Oh, see if you can turn your headset up a little. And also check to make sure the mouthpiece is close to your mouth.
Okay. I'll put it close to my mouth now. Does that sound better?
It's better, yeah.
Better? Well, I just had heart surgery 3 weeks ago, and they put this whole thing down my throat, so I've kind of lost my voice and my power of my voice.
Yeah, that could be part of it, too. So don't strain. I can hear you, and everyone else can, too, so don't push it.
So, a while ago, and I'm wondering what I was thinking then, but nevertheless, long and short of it is I've held this great life, in that I don't smoke and I don't drink and I don't eat the bad stuff, french fries and hamburgers and so on and so forth. Yet here I am with a heart attack. Life is not fair, right?
Right. Anyone who told you life was fair was not telling you the truth.
True. So my brothers are all the alcoholics and smokers and whatever, and a couple of them, my father died of all that, and I decided at a young age not to be a drinker. At 12 years old, I decided not to do that, so I lived that life. But genetically or whatever, I got these three clots in my heart, and I kept saying to the guy who was planning my surgery the next day, you got the wrong guy. This is not me, I'm healthy. And I had these five or six doctors come to me and say, like, wow, your heart is so strong. Are you like an athlete or something? And you have this great vital signs. So long story short, I survived that 3 weeks ago. Here I am. Creating my new life now with my
beautiful
who's going to go to the retreat with us. We went there last year, Wanda and I. May or may not remember because the voice is not English familiar. But anyway, I'm going to go to that. And so I'm going to create.
Yeah, you're fading out again a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm going to create my new lifestyle. I'm not going to change that because I'm still going to eat good, even better than before. And open to what's up next? What should I be doing with my next 20 years that I've been giving? Because had Rhonda not taken me to the doctor, I would have just died of a heart attack. So I went to the hospital and got a surgery.
Okay.
Got about 20 more years or thereabouts.
So here's what I recommend you do. There's several things. Is, yes, definitely do change your diet, change your exercise, follow your doctor's advice. All that is going to be extremely helpful. But I would also clean up on the feelings you have about being gypped. Here you are living such a healthy, clean life, and you still ended up with problems with your heart. So there's probably some emotion about that, and I would recommend that you clean that up. That will help tremendously. In fact, let me work with you directly on that. And everyone listening to this, you can just pick your own issue and just release along with us, but I think this would be helpful for me to release directly with Frank. Are you open to that, Frank?
Yeah, thank you.
So in this moment, just check to see if there's any anger around what happened, around your genetics, around what happened, or at your body for going through this, even though you've been taking care of it. And also check to see if there's any fear about what it means for the future. Are you aware of either or both?
I'm aware of the first part for sure.
Okay, so could you just simply welcome the anger? And then could you welcome any wanting to do something with or about it? Including punish yourself or your body for not being well. And then could you welcome any sense that this is personal about you or who you are? Then as best you can, just for now, could you let go of disapproving or hating or disliking your body? Love it as best you can. Again, as best you can, just for now, could you let go of being angry at your body, of hating it, of disliking it, of disapproving of it as best you can? Just love it or accept it or even like it as best you can. Let's do that one more time. Could you let go of the anger or the hate or the dislike or the disapproval you have towards yourself or your body for what happened? Just set that free. Let it go as best you can. Then could you like, love, or accept, or a combination thereof, your body and mind as it is? Good. So, Frank, I would continue to do that. That will help with the healing process, and it will help you stick to whatever your new diet regimen and exercise regimen or all the other doctor's advice. But if you carry the dislike or hate or anger with you, it will sabotage everything. So how does it feel now?
It feels like... It feels good because you're agreeing with me. I know I'm doing these things. You know what I mean? I'm on this path to have a better... Better, healthier.
Good. So just keep remembering to instead of disapproving the body when it's unhealthy, love it no matter how it is. The more you can do that, the more you'll do the right things, but also you'll be bathing yourself in love energy, which is like a healing balm. I don't know if you responded, Frank. Is that okay? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't hear me. I said yes.
Oh, good. Thank you. And I'm sure if you keep taking the right action and add a little love, it will go a long way. Annie?
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
So it was a surprise that you know my name without me saying it. I thought someone must have asked you before you came on. I don't know what it's the contraction is holding it in place, but there's I went into I had a lot of fear come up at one stage, and unfortunately I'd been learning not to defend against it, so it was sort of releasing, I guess, converting. I was allowing things, and so I was sort of getting a sense of myself that I wasn't in the body and I was outside of it and the world was in me. And then a lot of fear came up and a thought and a belief that came up, and unfortunately I was unconscious in that moment and defended against it. And sort of, and then it really pulled my consciousness, that defense, back into this feeling stuck in the body. And I don't know.
But that's okay. Again, this is what happens. When we get glimpses of the truth of who we are, it will bring up fear and other emotion. And at first, it may just pull us right back into body consciousness. And that's okay. It's a process. And
so
all you really need to do is in this moment, check to see, are you that body or are you that which is aware?
At the moment, to say honestly, I'd say I don't know. I feel like I'm the, I feel
yeah,
like I'm
you're,
the...
You're asking your mind, so stop
okay.
that for a second and just really look. Just check.
Okay.
Are you that body, or are you awareness, that which is aware?
I'm not for this.
Okay, great. Yes. Now notice what happened. it's just a simple question, and everything is starting to melt and open up inside again.
Mm-hmm.
It really
is
that simple.
A little bit.
Yes.
It's still,
you were telling yourself... You're going back to the story now, and that's what I was about to say. You were telling yourself a story about what happened and why you feel the way you feel. And the story is irrelevant. What's relevant always is only what's happening now. You cannot release in the past. You cannot change the past. You know, cannot do anything in the past or future. The only time you can do anything about anything is right here, right now, and that includes releasing. You can release your memories about the past, but you can only do that now. You can release your anticipation or dread about the future, but you can only do that now. But if you're telling yourself a story and then trying to fix the story, that keeps you stuck.
Okay. So I'm aware of these.
No, now you're doing it in your head.
Oh.
Just check.
Oh.
In this moment, just check again. You have to check new every time. If you're doing it from memory, that just keeps you locked in. So in this moment, just actually check. Are you that body, or are you that which is aware?
I'm that which is aware.
Good. And again,
All right.
Open more. See, that open more. When you do it not from memory, When you do it from your direct experience, that opens things inside. And if any of you listening to this are ever struggling with these type of questions and wondering why nothing is happening, it's because you're not really doing it. You're not really checking. You have to really trust your own intuitive knowingness and really look at the answer as opposed to what you think the right or wrong answer is.
Okay. So, okay, so I can check and say I'm that which is aware. There's still, okay, so there's
see, now you're going back into the story.
Okay.
Yeah, because you said now I can check, which you weren't doing, otherwise there wouldn't be any more to say.
Oh, really?
And then you said there is still, which means you're not relating to what's here now, you're relating to your memory. So go back and just do it again directly in this moment. See, now you just did it even before I used the words. See, it's so simple when you actually just do it. And it's really hard if you try to do it from your mind, if you try to do it from memory.
In my mind, I immediately want to go back into sorry, but what about these feelings of conflict and tension?
What about them? They're not even here now, so who cares? And if they come up, you can do the same thing. Am I the one with the feelings of conflict? Or am I that which is aware?
Okay. Thanks.
And I would keep it that simple.
Yeah, I know. It's a really good idea for me.
Yes,
thank
it is.
You.
Well, it's a good idea for everyone.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you. Edward Johnson.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. We covered everything that I had wanted to talk about this evening.
That's wonderful. I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it helps to have been the last caller instead of the first. I think I grew.
That's true. That's true.
the only thing that I guess would appreciate is, I find myself losing focus quite often of late. Now, the exercise that we just did with am I the body or am I awareness, that helped to let that lack of focus go. But I was wondering if there was something else.
Then drop the story, too.
Okay.
As you said recently, that means it's not happening now. And again, everyone listens to me closely. I'm not saying change your language. But use it as a clue. If you're telling yourself a story about what was or what might be as opposed to what is, then you know you're on some level lying to yourself. That's what we use to keep ourselves locked in place, the sense of limitation. So could you let go of wanting to make any, I'm going to ask you this directly, but I'm saying this, everyone please release along. In this moment, could you let go of wanting to make memory real?
Yes.
Best you can. See, whenever we're telling ourselves a story, we're trying to see, it's memory, so it has no reality. It just is a real memory, but it's not more than that. But when we get lost in a story, if we keep telling ourselves a story, no matter how profound or negative or subtle, we're trying to make the story itself real, even though it isn't. So you can also do that. You can check to see what's actually here now. You can let go of wanting to make it real. You can do any of the other tools. But remember, you can only work on what's here now. If you're working on the memory itself as though it's here now, as opposed to just being a memory, then nothing happens or much less happens. Not nothing. You still let go, but not as effectively.
So memory for past, what for future then? Is it vision or
anticipation?
Anticipation.
But when we're anticipating something in the future, whether it be positive or negative, and now this will be easy on the negative things, let go of wanting to make them real. But I would do the same thing on the positive ones. Because the only thing that's actually real is that which never changes. As long as we think we're time-bound, as long as we think we are this series of events that we have in our mind, we suffer incessantly, and we're always disappointed. But as we sense that which never changes, that which is timeless, that which is not a part of a memory stream, then everything is possible, but also we experience the exquisiteness of just simply being that which we are. And so when you let go of wanting to make even the positive anticipation real, then you're open to what's simply appropriate moment to moment. And it's usually better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, we're out of time for tonight. I just want to say I love you all. You are me. I am you. We are one. There is only one. And just allow yourself to just keep doing your best to let go moment to moment and recognize the truth of who you are moment to moment. And for those of you who want to do that more intensively, we have a Christmas retreat schedule, which we haven't really started talking about. But just want to mention, our retreats are our most powerful courses, and people who come find that they go very, very deep, very, very fast, and it really makes a lasting difference. So someday, or maybe this Christmas, you should join us. You'll love it. So that's all we have for tonight. I'm going to unmute the phone so we can say good day or good night, and that's all. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
I love you.
Good night.